The man and the girl walked slowly, close together, past a dim stencil sign that said, Surprise Hotel. The man wore a purple suit, a Panama hat over his shiny, slicked-down hair. He walked splay-footed, soundlessly. The girl wore a green hat and a short skirt and sheer stockings, 4.5-inch French heels. She smelled of midnight narcissus. At the corner, the man leaned close, said something in the girl's ear. She jerked away from him, giggled.
You gotta buy liquor if you want to take me home, smiler.
Next time, baby. I'm fresh out of dough. The girl's voice got hard.
Then I tells you goodbye in the next block, handsome.
Like hell, baby, the man answered. The arc at the intersection threw light on them. They walked across the street, far apart. At the other side, the man caught the girl's arm. She twisted away from him.
Listen, you cheap grifter, she shrilled. Keep your paws down, see? Tin horns are dust to me. Dangle.
How much liquor you gotta have, baby?
Plenty.
Me being on the nut, where do I collect it?
You got hands, ain't you?
The girl sneered. Her voice dropped the shrillness. She leaned close to him again.
Maybe you got a gun, big boy. Got a gun?
Yeah, and no shells for it.
The gold bricks over on Central don't know that.
Don't be that way, the man in the purple suit snarled. Then he snapped his fingers and stiffened. Wait a minute. I got me an idea. He stopped and looked back along the street toward the dim stencil hotel sign. The girl slapped a glove across his chin caressingly. The glove smelled to him of the perfume, Midnight Narcissus.